This week, we're taking a closer look at the laws the North Carolina General Assembly passed during the session that ended last week. Yesterday, we examined gun legislation. Today, WFAE's Michael Tomczyk joins us again to discuss new abortion regulations. Michael, welcome.
Good morning, Marshall.
Now, this was controversial legislation, as abortion bills usually are. There were people upset about how it was attached to an unrelated bill, and then there's the contents of the bill itself, which Governor McCrory signed yesterday. He made a campaign promise not to sign any new abortion restrictions into law. That's a promise he acknowledged in a press conference last week.
I made a commitment that I would not sign any act which would require or which would limit future access. We are not signing a bill which would limit future access. I want to state that again. We are not signing a bill which would limit future access.
So, Michael, does the bill limit future access?
In some ways, yes. If you're a city or county employee right now, your health plan may cover an abortion. But that'll soon be illegal. Cities and counties will be barred from covering abortions as part of their health plans. So some women will lose abortion coverage that they currently have. And here's another restriction, this one tied to the health insurance exchange that people can start signing up for in October as part of the Affordable Care Act. Companies that offer North Carolinians plans through that exchange also cannot cover abortions. There are exceptions for rape, incest, or if the mother's life is in danger.
Now, are there other ways it limits access?
That depends on how the governor's administration rolls out new standards for abortion clinics. The legislation puts the state secretary of Health and Human Services in charge of coming up with the new standards. But they're supposed to be similar to those of outpatient surgery centers. Those centers commonly provide things like colonoscopies and arthroscopic knee surgeries. And of the 16 or so abortion clinics in North Carolina, only one currently meets that standard.
So does that mean the others will have to shut down?
That's the big question right now. Governor McCrory says they won't. Here's what he said in that press conference last week.
My Secretary of Health and Human Services, Aldona Vos, will be writing the regulations. And our goal is to keep every current facility open that is open today.
But some of the people who run the clinics don't see how that's possible if the new standards are in fact similar to outpatient surgery centers. Melissa Reed is a spokeswoman for Planned Parenthood, which operates abortion clinics in North Carolina and several other states.
Those surgical standards in other states have meant that providers have had to shut down because they can't meet these onerous and unnecessary upfits to their facilities.
Here's why Reed calls them onerous. It cost Planned Parenthood about $350,000 per clinic to meet similarly strict regulations in Virginia. She says an organization of Planned Parenthood's size can handle that price tag, but it's high enough to shut down some smaller providers. Also, Reed argues the changes are unnecessary because she doesn't see any problems with abortion safety as of now.
Well, how safe are abortions in North Carolina?
It sort of depends who you ask. Republicans behind the bill point out that two abortion clinics in the state had their licenses suspended over the past few months. They say that's evidence of a problem. But opponents of the bill say that's evidence that current regulations are working. Also, I talked to a doctor who used to be in charge of monitoring legal abortions for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He doesn't see a problem here. He says abortions have been practiced safely in North Carolina for decades.
And does the legislation change anything for doctors?
It does. It adds regulations for them as well. When an abortion requires surgery, a doctor is required to be physically present for the entire procedure. And the doctor must also be present when a patient gets the first dose of an abortion pill.
Now, there are also parts of this legislation that are not focused on safety, right?
Right. For example, it prohibits sex-selective abortions. That means getting an abortion just because you don't want a boy or girl. That's been an issue in China with its one-child-per-family policy, but it's unclear if there have been any cases of that happening here. As we mentioned earlier, Governor McCrory signed the legislation yesterday, so most of the changes will go into effect in October.
Okay. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
And Michael will join us again tomorrow morning, along with WFAE's Lisa Miller, to discuss changes coming to education.